Lesson 57, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50. Introduction. When Joseph Smith arrived in Kirtland, Ohio, he observed that some strange notions and false spirits had crept in among some of the saints. He began teaching with caution and wisdom to overcome these things. Elder Parley P. Pratt returned from a mission and observed similar behavior in branches of the church outside of Kirtland. He and the other elders went to Joseph Smith to receive guidance. In May 1831, the prophet inquired of the Lord and received the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50. In this revelation, the Lord instructed the saints to teach and receive the gospel by the Spirit of Truth. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, verses 1 through 9. The Lord warns the elders of the church about false spirits. Ask students to imagine attending a sacrament meeting in which some adult church members are standing on benches and speaking loudly, while others are rolling around on the floor. How would you feel? What do you think would happen to the spirit under such circumstances? Ensure that this discussion does not become a criticism of religions in which people engage in such activities. Explain that when Joseph Smith arrived in Kirtland for the first time, he saw that some of the saints had been deceived during a time when they had been without much leadership. As a result, quote, some strange notions and false spirits had crept in among them, end quote. The new members of the Kirtland area had introduced strange, loud, and confusing activities into their worship services. These activities stirred people's emotions, but they were not edifying. Some of the elders of the church did not understand what was happening, so they asked the prophet for counsel. He inquired of the Lord and received a revelation that would help the saints edify one another as they taught and learned gospel truths. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, verses 1 through 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the source of this influence among the saints. What was the source of this influence? According to verse 3, why did Satan want to deceive the saints? Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, verses 4 through 9, silently, looking for the Lord's warning about some people among the church members in Ohio. What words did the Lord use to describe some members of the church at this time? What is a hypocrite? How can hypocrisy give power to the adversary? What did the Lord say would happen to hypocrites? See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, verses 6 and 8. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, verses 10 through 36. Priesthood holders are instructed how to teach and learn by the Spirit. Write the following questions on the board. What is required to be an effective teacher of the gospel? What is required to be an effective learner of the gospel? Invite students to answer these questions. Record their main points on the board under each question. Then divide the class into two groups. Invite one group to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, verses 13 through 20 silently, looking for answers to the first question. Invite the other group to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, verses 13 through 20 silently, looking for answers to the second question. After sufficient time, invite several students to share what they have discovered. What element of gospel teaching and learning is repeated in these verses? The need for the Spirit. What roles of the Holy Ghost are mentioned in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 50, verse 14? Students should express that the Holy Ghost is the Comforter and that the Holy Ghost teaches the truth. What do you think it means to teach the gospel by the Spirit? What do you think it means to teach by some other way? Ask students to think of opportunities they have had to teach the gospel. They may think of teaching at home, with their friends, in seminary, at church, or as home teachers. Invite a few students to share experiences they have had when they have felt the Spirit guide them in teaching the gospel or sharing their testimonies. What do you think it means to receive the Word of Truth by the Spirit of Truth? What do you think it means to receive it by some other way? What can you do to better receive the gospel when it is taught by the Spirit? Invite a student to read aloud the following story told by Elder Jack H. Gosseland of the 70, ask the class to listen for insights about how we can better receive the word of truth by the Spirit. Quote, how many of you have assumed the bored position during sacrament meeting? You know the position, bent forward at the waist, chin resting on hands, elbows on knees, staring vacantly at the floor. Has it occurred to you that it is your choice whether the meeting is interesting or not? President Spencer W. Kimball said that worship is an individual responsibility, and regardless of what is said from the pulpit, if one wishes to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, he may do so. If the service is a failure to you, you have failed. No one can worship for you. You must do your own waiting upon the Lord. From Ensign, January 1978, page 5. One youth described how he first experienced the spirit of worship. He had been marginally active through his Aaronic priesthood years. When he attended sacrament meeting, he usually sat in the back with a group of his friends, and he was less than a model of reverence. One day, however, he came in a little late, and there were no seats by his friends. He sat alone, and for the first time in his life, he closed his eyes during the prayers. He sang the hymns. He listened to the sacrament prayers, and he paid attention to the speakers. About midway through the first speaker, he found tears welling up in his eyes. With some embarrassment, he carefully glanced around. No one else seemed emotional. He didn't know for sure what was happening to him, but the experience changed his life. It was during that meeting that he really started his spiritual preparation for his mission. He felt something, and fortunately, he acted and thus sustained those feelings. End quote. Invite students to share which parts of this story impressed them. After a few have shared, you may want to suggest they write one specific way they can improve in their efforts to learn by the Spirit. Ask students to ponder how they can determine whether they are teaching and learning by the Spirit. Then invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verses 21 through 22 aloud, and ask the class to look for the Lord's instruction about how to do this. What happens when we teach and learn by the Spirit? What do you think it means to be edified and rejoice together? When have you experienced this? How would you summarize the Lord's teachings in Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verses 13 through 22? Students should identify the following principle. When we teach and learn by the Spirit, we understand one another, and we are edified and rejoice together. Write this principle on the board. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verses 23 through 25 silently. Ask them to look for the contrast between what happens when people teach by the Spirit and what happens when people teach and learn by some other way. Ask students to report what they find. How did the Lord describe teaching that does not edify? How did the Lord describe teaching that is of God? How did He say we will be blessed as we receive such teaching? What doctrine is taught in these verses? Students should identify the following doctrine. That which comes from God enlightens and edifies, but that which is not of God brings confusion and darkness. Write this truth on the board. When have you felt that something you heard, saw, or experienced was not of God? How did the Spirit help you recognize that? Explain to students that they will hear and see messages that are intended to damage their faith. The principles they are learning today can fortify them against those messages. You may want to share an experience you have had when the Spirit has helped you discern that a message was not of God. Summarize Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verses 26 through 36, by explaining that the Lord counseled priesthood holders regarding the power and responsibilities that come with their ordination. He said that priesthood holders are to serve others and keep themselves pure. As they do so, the Lord will give them power to overcome false spirits, like those that were found among some of the saints at the time this revelation was given. Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verses 37 through 46. The Lord encourages the saints to continue growing in grace and truth, and He assures them He is with them. Show the picture, family prayer. Point to the littlest boy and ask the following question. Can you picture this little boy serving a full-time mission when he is older? What in this picture suggests he will be prepared to serve? Considering the work the Lord has in store for each of us, in what ways are we like this little boy? Point out that Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verses 37 through 40, contains the Lord's counsel to some of the elders who were present when this revelation was received. Invite a student to read verse 40 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for counsel the Lord gave to these elders. According to verse 40, why did the Lord call these priesthood holders little children? In what ways are we like little children? What do you think it means to grow in grace? What do you think it means to grow in the knowledge of the truth? What can we learn from this verse about the blessings that the Savior wants us to receive? Students should identify the following principle. The Savior wants us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the truth. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verses 41 through 46 aloud. Ask the class to look for words of comfort and assurance that the Lord gave to these elders and to us. What does it mean to you when the Lord says, "You are mine"? How can this assurance help us to fear not? What other promises in these verses are meaningful to you? Conclude by testifying of the principles taught in the lesson today. Encourage students to teach and learn by the Spirit more fully.